Here are reflections on stewardship from UUC members Stephen Henninger and Ellen Plummer from the March 28th Sunday service.
Me and along with Ellen will share a brief stewardship reflection. So our congregation is a vibrant spiritual community. Through the countless volunteers who weave worship with our minister, who help teach religious education classes and attend to our grounds, we are fortunate to have such a dedicated congregation. Yet the power of our congregation doesn't stop with our volunteers. Our dedicated staff allow our congregation to be an even more powerful spiritual community. As we are in the midst of our stewardship drive, let us not forget what our staff add to this vibrant community. Jared and Ella provide beautiful music that moves us on Sunday mornings. Karen and Rachel's efforts allow us, whatever our age, to better understand ourselves on our spiritual journey. Lisa keeps us organized and up to date on the numerous happenings of our congregation, in addition to a multitude of other tasks and assignments. And Rev Pam works tirelessly to ensure our congregation is flourishing and that each of us are able to call this congregation our spiritual community. The staff of this congregation are essential to that vibrancy of our spiritual community. If you haven't yet pledged in our stewardship drive, remember that your pledge helps us to sustain this congregation and ensure we are able to provide compensation that honors our staff's dedication and countless hours of work to make our congregation flourish.
I'll be honest. Stephen asked me if I would tag team with him on a stewardship message, and I think my email back to him was some version of, oh, heck no. And here I am. It occurred to me that I am the beneficiary of our collective stewardship in a way that may not be immediately obvious. Some of you are aware that I'm studying in seminary to be ordained as a UU minister. And it is a wonderful, exciting, fabulous journey, and it's an expensive one. I'm blessed to be privileged with resources and ability and inability to see my way forward without a lot of struggles from the financial standpoint. One of the requirements that our association places on those of us who seek ordination in our faith tradition is what is euphemistically called a career assessment. You and I would call it a psychological exam. It involves a whole boatload of different kinds of tests. And I was reminded of an exam I took many, many years ago for a graduate school admission, which is called the Miller analogy test. You know, it goes something like, pine trees are to French poodles as rocks are to blank. And there are lots of exams similar to that in this so-called career assessment that I am faced with. There are a handful of psychological groups, or groups that do psychological work, that are approved by the association to conduct these assessments with folks who are seeking ordination for the ministry. And the one I'm working with is headquartered in Charlotte. I was stunned when I received the bill, as it were, just under $2,000. For me to fill out all of these assessment tools and then spend about 4 hours with a psychologist who would interpret the results and talk to me about my interest in ministry. So I reluctantly reached out to the UUA, and you will be happy to know that I am the beneficiary of a $1,000 grant from the UUA. And our contributions, the UUC's contributions through our stewardship, not only locally, but also nationally, provides people like me with assistance for pursuing ministry with and for us. I was really humbled to receive that gift, especially since I'm aware that there are classmates and others whose needs are infinitely more great than mine. But I remain grateful to us, the UUC, for the annual commitment we make to our fair share, as it's called, in supporting our association. And for that, I am very grateful.